Decryn Hayes, Season 2, Episode 10, The Reckoning, by Lynn Nelson. It was no surprise the Parlor Town was a pit of crime and despair, but between an old Russian war general and the CIA, Parlor Town was soon going to be on the map. As it turned out, Matthew Landsberg was neither the head of the CIA nor a mob gangster, but a rogue agent who wanted to take over General Smerdyakov's weapons operation for himself. Jason Drake was a legitimate agent determined to take down both Landsberg and Smerdyakov, and Macy had agreed to help him. Lexi, in the meantime, had set up a covert meeting with Johnny Vasquez and was waiting on a corner across the street from Smerdyakov's warehouse. She didn't know that Stella had recently tortured and killed Vasquez. The crossing light said, "Don't walk." A swarthy young man in a leather jacket stopped next to her. She checked him out from the corner of her eye, saw the bulge of a knife handle at his calf, and spoke.
Vasquez?
Yeah?
I'm glad you decided to meet me.
So what's this about?
Well, the information that you can give us.
It looks like you already know where the base is, so, what can I help you with?
You're the closest person we know to Smerdyakov. I'm sure you have information that the CIA would be very interested in.
At that moment, the light changed, and a few blades who were in the back of the group and unaware of this exchange grew impatient.
Hey, Ricky, it says we can walk. What are we waiting for?
Ricky?
That's a nickname, my gang name. Screw it! Tasha!
Tasha quickly maneuvered behind Lexi and wrapped her chain around Lexi's neck, pulling her down. Tasha moved out slowly from behind her, pulling her down on her back. Two of Mama's girls crowded around by her head, knives at the ready. Ricky sat on her chest, pressing either end of the chain into the sidewalk. Two girls sat on Lexi's legs, intently carving designs through Lexi's pantyhose into the surface of her skin, just drawing blood. Ricky got up in her face.
I don't know who you are, Signora, but I know you're not on our side.
You think this makes you a big man, little Ricky?
No, but this probably will.
Justine came at her with a very long rope, and that was the last thing Lexi saw before her world went black. Uptown, Stella barged into the lobby of her office, expecting to find her secretary, Tommy Potsdam, and weasel out of him whatever information about Macy's whereabouts or Lexi's existence she could. Instead, she found Paige, Macy, and the man she now knew as Agent Jason Drake huddled around Tommy's desk, and a bloodstain on the carpet. Macy pushed her chair back and stood up in surprise and embarrassment.
Stella?
Who's Lexi?
Oh no, how did you-
It's probably best if you stay out of this, Paige. I kind of hate you right now.
You were at my apartment?
I'm serious, Paige.
What's going on?
She found the recording.
What?
The last one I let you listen to?
Oh.
Macy, you shot a woman for kissing me, and then I find this?
You shot a woman for kissing her?
Shut up.
Broads.
Stella, you really should let me explain what's going on.
You didn't even tell me you were out of jail. Why all this behind my back, Mace? We're a team.
I didn't mean to, Stella. Really, I didn't. I didn't know what I was doing.
I'd expect such a pathetic excuse from anyone else, Macy. But not you. Where is she?
We don't know.
I'm going to find her with or without your help, Macy.
Fine, Stella, go ahead. If you really think that I would trash our relationship that way, and that I don't care at all about you, and that I don't deserve 5 minutes to tell you what's going on, go. This wasn't meant to be, if that's what you think of me, so go. And if you find Lexi, give her a swift kick in the stomach for me.
What?
You really should let me explain what's going on.
Fine, but make it quick. I have a lot of things going on that you don't know about either, Macy. And a lot of stuff is about to go down tonight. Drake?
Miss Decker?
Wait, so what? Macy knows what's going on?
You know what's going on?
Drake here got to me before he found you, but now I assume he told you all about it.
Well, enough. We've been going over the details of Smerdyakov's operation and trying to figure out the best way to... Stella, I'm sorry. Really, can you believe me for now that I would never, ever hurt you, not intentionally? We'll have time to talk this out later, but we have to act fast on this.
I'll try, Macy, but I'm telling you, if I meet this Lexi, I don't know what I'm going to do. Scratch that, I know exactly what I'm going to do.
Okay, fine, you do what you have to do. But for now, can you help us with this?
Let's go to Mama's.
Mama's? Mama Wang? Wow, that's a name I haven't heard in a long time.
The four of them headed to the door, and Paige and Stella exchanged awkward glances.
I'm really sorry, Stella.
Hey, it's why I pay you the big bucks. I'm sorry, too.
You broke my computer, didn't you?
A little.
The four of them got into Drake's car and headed to Mama Wang's, followed by Julian McGinnis, who had had the good sense not to follow Stella all the way into her office. He hung around outside Mama Wang's and waited for a situation to present itself. Inside, Macy, Stella, Paige, and Drake found Mama, her girls, and an unconscious Lexi.
Geez, what now?
Him again, and who are they?
This is Macy, Mama.
Oh, it's a pleasure to meet you, darling.
And you, Ms. Wang.
Everyone calls me Mama, dear. You're part of the family, too.
So who's the broad?
Her ID says Agent Alexis Grayson.
Yeah, that's Lexi.
Lexi, huh?
Stella took a few quick strides over to where Lexi lay, unconscious, bound and gagged, and kicked her hard in the stomach.
Stella!
Don't you think you've done enough harm for a week or so, dear?
What?
You said you wanted me to give her a swift kick in the stomach for you.
Well, I didn't mean
it. Almost takes the fun out of it when she can't defend herself.
That was uncalled for.
I don't think you have the right to be making that judgment, dear.
Stella Decker!
Anyway, what's the deal with her?
We had her make a phony call to Landsberg, telling him to meet her here for some urgent information.
That's my girl. Remind me to hire you. He's on his way?
He's reached his destination, actually.
The stocky, snarling man was in the doorway of the building, holding Julian McGinnis around his neck and pushing him forward at gunpoint.
I should have known this was a trap. Lexi's not a very good actress when she's too pressured. It's just too bad your attorney was stupid enough to get in my way.
Jules, what on earth?
It's okay, Stell.
You think that's intimidating, Landsberg? Anyone can take a hostage. Here, how about this woman? She's an institution in Parlor Town. Do you really want to have her life in your hands?
With one swift motion, Landsberg took his gun from behind Julian's back and answered Drake's question for him. He fired one shot that pierced her chest and threw her back against Agent Drake, who helped her fall to the floor as easily as possible.
Mama!
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 Agent Drake pulled a gun and aimed it at Landsberg's head, and the two of them hung in limbo for a moment while Mama's girls knelt around her.
Stella.
Yes, Mama.
You've always been good to an old whore.
Oh, Mama!
There's a box in the top drawer of my desk. The house is yours. Take care of my girls.
No, Mama. Not like this.
Aw, how sentimental.
It's over, Landsberg. Give it up. We've recorded evidence of your activities here in Parlor Town. I may not be able to prove that you planned on going rogue, taking over Shmirjikov's operation as your own. We have more than enough to discredit you in the agency. Give up while you're behind, man.
Recorded material, huh? From this dame?
Landsberg nudged the barrel of his gun toward Paige, whom Drake had subconsciously indicated while talking. Two shots were fired in rapid succession. Landsberg had loosened his grip on McGinnis in order to shift his energy and put a bullet right in between Paige's eyes. McGinnis crouched down to the floor, and Drake fired into Landsberg's chest, landing him on the floor. He managed to wheeze out something like,
"You young bucks are so damn righteous!"
before Drake fired another bullet into his head, silencing him forever. A thick sadness hung in the room for several minutes before Drake finally spoke.
The longer we mope here, the longer Shmirjikov has to move his weapons.
Hi, we're in mourning here. This woman was a mother to us. Show some respect.
No, he's right. Let's get the jackass that brought all this pain into our house. Let's crucify him.
The girls, though disheartened, pulled themselves together and let their anger drive them into the night. Macy and Stella hand in hand, Drake leading the way to the warehouse that Smerdikov used as a base of operations. They left behind only Julian, who sat by Paige's body, head hung low. Will the girls find Smerdikov? Does Smerdikov even truly exist? Will Stella and Macy be able to salvage their relationship? Tune in next week for the thrilling conclusion of Decker and Hayes, a special level of hell.